Alice sat down by the stream together with her sister, who was leafing through what Alice considered to be an incredibly boring book. It didn't have any pictures that were fun to look at, and it had a story that she couldn't understand at all. Instead, she picked a few dandelions, plucking away the flowers with her thumb and forefinger, and watched the yellow speckles float away in the water current. That wasn't much fun either. She was sweating in the sun, and the gentle splashing from the stream was making her sleepy. She yawned and stretched. But her eyelids became heavier and heavier, and the next thing you knew, she had dozed off, her chin falling onto her chest. She raised her head, rubbed her eyes, and saw a white rabbit with red eyes running past her. There were plenty of rabbits, and they were often so tame that they would come up to Alice to be stroked. But this one was different. He really was. Because Alice could hear him talking to himself. "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I'll be late," he muttered. "I've probably been out in the sun too long, and I'm imagining that he's saying something," thought Alice, when she saw that the rabbit, who was wearing a checked waistcoat, pulled a watch on a chain out of his pocket and groaned. "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, it's much too late, I must hurry." The rabbit scratched in the grass with his back paws to gain momentum, and then scampered away. Such strange animals don't really exist. I'm probably imagining things. But I'll follow it, and we'll see whether I've gone a little crazy in the heat of the sun, said Alice, running after the rabbit. Suddenly, he disappeared down a hole in the ground that was covered with grass and twigs from a bush right next to it. Alice ran up to the hole, brushed away the twigs and blades of grass, and peered down. It was as black as pitch down there, and there was no rabbit to be seen. She bent forward to see better, and then suddenly she slipped over the edge and fell down the hole. "Help! I might be killed and then nobody will ever find me. What will my sister think when she discovers that I've disappeared?" She didn't get any further with that thought, noticing instead that she was floating down, like a leaf slowly falling from a tree. "How odd. I'm not falling like a stone. It's as though I'm flying," thought Alice, trying to see where she was in the endless darkness. She wasn't frightened, but rather surprised that a human being could fall so slowly. It was almost as though she had wings. But it would be better if it weren't so dark here, she thought, wondering where she might be going. A faint light spread slowly over the walls, and she passed shelves with jars of strawberry jam. Dusty books.